now becoming interrogation by the FBI agents, and they seized my files, my phone records, my text messages, my emails, and they wouldn't give them me access to them. They would sort of hand them out one at a time, redacted, out of sequence, and then quiz me about them. And if I got something wrong, if I said, well, I'm not sure if I talked to General Flynn an hour before his phone call with the Russian ambassador, or I talked to him that morning, well, they would then say, well, you know, you should have remembered that. That's so important. We think you're dissembling. We think you're lying to us. And that's when they tried to trap me on a perjury charge. And that's what President Trump was referring to. They try to trap you on a perjury charge and then force you to plead guilty because you know why? They can bankrupt you if you have to go to court. And that's their ultimate weapon.
That's what they did to General Flynn. That's what they did to General Flynn. And then they tried to corner him about his son. Any father would be like, well, wait, leave my son out of this. And so he just went along with it. But with the story that you just told, KT, is disgusting. It's disgusting. You're there in your home. They knock on the door and say, oh, yeah, let me just casually ask you a few questions, hoping to entrap you. Did you ever get a lawyer, KT, or did you cut it off?
I did.
This is, I mean, faced
I got the best lawyer in the country. I got the best lawyer in the country, Bob Jeffra from Sullivan and Cromwell. And then that sorted things out. But it was so bad, Maria. They were stopped at the foot of my driveway, and they waited for me to come back from exercise class and my husband to leave. And then it was knock, knock, knock. So they were they had the whole thing planned from the beginning. They were trying to entrap
KT,
people.
Was this Peter Strzok?
I was collateral
damage.
Because
I know it was Peter Strzok.
No, he was Peter Strzok
that went to General Flynn. Did he come to your door?
No, he was not the knock, knock, knock man. But I will say that with General Flynn, as you point out, they blackmailed him. Not only with bankruptcy, but he sacrificed himself for his son. And this was all a setup. They knew there was nothing to it. And yet they dragged people like me as collateral damage into this. They dragged the country through 3 years of division. We were at each other's throats. We were not paying attention to business in the national conversation. And why? Because they hated Trump so much. They hated Donald Trump.
I lost friends over it.